Hello, today is April 9th. This is Mr. Aaron. Thank you for joining us for the Rock Solid Devotional. As we begin, let's slow our hearts and minds and focus in on the Word of God. The Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. When we trust in the truth of God's Word, it changes how we think and how we love. Let's take a moment to prepare our hearts to hear God's Word. Let's pray together. O great God, Father Most High, this world and everything in it belongs to you. You created the heavens and the earth, and all their glory declares your majesty. It is you who holds and cares for all things. Your grace is poured out over your creation, and it is in you that the true comfort lies. You are the protector of your people. We love you and pray that your word would speak to our hearts and govern our minds. Please bless our time together as we study your word and celebrate your truth. We pray this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Today we are in James chapter 1, verse 1. Let's read together. James, a servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes dispersed abroad, greetings. Have you ever told someone the truth about something, but no matter what you did, they wouldn't believe you? Only for that person to find out later that you'd been telling the truth the whole time? Maybe it was something unbelievable that happened that you shared with a friend or a family. Maybe it was something that you didn't do and you got blamed for it. I don't know your experience, but I know that growing up with a brother, there were plenty of times I told him something he wouldn't believe and he told me something I wouldn't believe. Jesus had a half-brother named James. He wrote the book of James, but growing up, James didn't believe in Jesus. It was only after James saw Jesus crucified and risen that he truly believed that Jesus was who Jesus claimed to be, the Son of God, the Savior of the world. Now, here in the book of James, he declares himself as a servant of God, the Father, and of the Lord Jesus Christ. James is introducing himself as a believer and follower of Jesus. And James went from not believing in Jesus to being a key leader in the church in Jerusalem. When James understood the truth about who Jesus is, it changed everything. As we read the book of James, we will be learning how to live wisely, following the teachings of Jesus. Who was James writing to? James wasn't writing to just one church or a place or a person. He was writing to the people of God who had been spread out around the world, living in lands that weren't their own. But James was telling them something very important. With his final word in the verse, he says, "Greetings." James was telling them that while you may not be in a place you call home, you are welcomed and remembered by God. James was pointing them to the truth that Jesus changes everything. As followers of Jesus, we celebrate the truth that Jesus changes everything because of who Jesus is and what he has done. Our wrongness with God has been paid for at the cross, and his rightness with God has been put in our place. It covers us if we have asked Jesus to be our master and confessed our sins. Take time to think about a neighbor or someone you know who doesn't know Jesus. Pray for that person by name this week. Ask that God would reveal the truth about Jesus to them, and that they would confess their sins and turn towards God. As we begin this journey into the book of James, think about how you can be living wisely for God. Think about the teachings of Jesus and what we should do every day. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for the gift of Jesus. Thank you for sending your Son to live a life we couldn't live and to die a death we deserved. Thank you that Jesus was willing to go to the cross for us. Help us, Lord, to follow your good plan for our lives. We love you and we praise you. And we pray this all in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. It's been a pleasure being with you today. May the Word of God grow in your life and transform your ways.